You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship. We want to thank you for making us part of your day right here on WMIE. We've been doing this now for about 7.5 years. You can catch us 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening right here on 91.5 FM or any of their corresponding frequencies throughout the county. Also, WWBC 1510 AM, and there are some frequencies that generate stronger signals in various parts of the county. And do want you to ask you to be patient with the radio station. If your signal's not coming in to the strength that it has been, there's been some equipment that has had to be replaced, and they are waiting for the manufacturer to give them the specs as far as tuning wise. But if you do want a strong signal and you've got a smartphone, you can get that through the app, WMIEFM.com, or you can also access that through the TuneIn app and just type in WMIE, and you can listen anywhere you happen to be, and that would be an awesome thing. Another awesome thing is when your air conditioning is not working as well as it should, you have people that you can call that will do a great job that you can trust, and those are the folks at Creative AC Solutions. They are here in the central part of Brevard County, based in Merritt Island, and they're geographic territory pretty much stays that Cocoa Beach, Cape Canaveral, Merritt Island, Rockledge, Cocoa, Port St. John area, pretty much in there. Occasionally they venture a little farther out than that, but not all that frequently. And they do great, great work. So some of the things that I know that they have done on units in the past, they've been able to replace capacitors, replace dryers, air conditioner motors. They deal with the condensing unit issues. They've dealt with air handler issues. They have repaired leaks. They've replaced units. The full spectrum of activity, anything that can go wrong with an air conditioner, they know how to resolve that issue. And if you need a new unit, you can give them a call and that will help them out. One of the things that they've done to me is they also recommended different sizing of air conditioners depending upon what I had before. They said, you know, I think that you will be better served, and this was striking, going to a smaller unit than to a larger unit. I think you'll find your electric bills will be lower. And I'm a big fan of electric bills being lower. So Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. That would be greatly appreciated. So we are moving forward here. We are in Isaiah chapter 30. Do want to let you know, if you do not have a church home, we would love to have you come and visit with us. You can visit us on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. We have youth ministry in one building. We have adult Bible study in the other building. That would be great. We also have Sunday morning services, 9:30 Sunday school. Worship is at 10:30. Children's church is at 10:30, and our prayer meeting is at 6:30 on Sunday nights. So in Isaiah chapter 30, we just came through verse number 18, and it says this: therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your teachers shall your eyes shall see. I think I made that mistake the last time I read this. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. So right now what we are looking at as we go through this passage are the benefits that are ours when we return to the Lord and we put our rest in Him and we respond to His glorious invitation to walk in fellowship with Him. And so we talked about that the Lord will wait, His timing. He is looking forward to it with expectation and confidence. And when the time comes, He's going to be gracious to you. And then we looked at verse number 18, the latter part, and it said, for the Lord is a God of justice. Not that He will be a God of justice, not that He was a God of justice. He is a God of justice. No matter what time frame you live in, God is a God of justice. And it says, blessed are all those who wait for Him. There's a connection between the Lord waiting for our response in the beginning of verse 18 and our response of waiting for Him at the end of the verse. And I will tell you this, it's a looking with an expectation, with a confidence, and it says this, there is a blessing in the waiting. There is a blessing in the waiting. Now, we are in such a fast-paced society. We, in the past couple of hundred years, society has pretty much flipped on its head because it used to be a much slower-paced life than what it is now. We are trying to cram like three lifetimes of activity into one lifetime. And we're still in a hurry. We're still trying to catch up. We're still playing behind the, you know, as if we're running behind. And actually, we've accomplished so much more than previous generations have. Even though our congregation is not very big, currently we are reaching more people than our church has ever reached before. I want to kind of encourage a shift from being frustrated in the waiting. Why hasn't this promise come to pass yet? Why hasn't this happened? Why is this stoplight taking so long to transition to let me go? Why is it taking the doctor so long to get? I want you to transition from that into a mindset that says, I know that the Lord is the Lord who orders my steps and directs my path, and that in the waiting, there is a blessing from God. Blessed are those who wait for Him, for Him. And so I've kind of taken that approach over the past couple of years. Whenever I'm in a situation and it seems like I'm waiting and these other people are getting called and these other people are getting called, I've looked at that and said, you know what, their situation must be more desperate than mine, that they're getting specific treatment. And so I know that when I get to be seen, I'm going to get the best possible care that there could be. Now, as it moves on here into verse number 19, it talks about a promise, and it says, for the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem, you shall weep no more. Here is a promise. If you look at it, it seems like the first part of the verse would say, there will be people that live in Zion, that live in Jerusalem. And that is the case. There are going to be people who live there. There are going to be people who worship God there. But the promise is for those who have positioned themselves as worshipers of God, they are there to hear from God. He gives them this promise, and that first promise is, you shall weep no more. You shall weep no more. It is a word that describes that the season of mourning will be over. It is a word that describes a crying to the point of tears coming from your eyes. He said, that day is going to be over. When is that going to be? When the time that we've waited for the Lord has come and it has been fulfilled, then there's going to be that blessing, and he's going to wipe away the tears from your eyes. I was having a conversation with someone. They had lost a loved one in the not-too-distant past, and every time a monumental day rolls around, those emotions tend to come to the surface again. And it's a time of mourning. It's a time of sorrow. There are tears from people I don't recall hardly ever seeing tears from. And so we were having a discussion about heaven. And I will tell you that one of the things that I observed is through the years is when people relocate from one geographic region to another geographic region, that transition, they are looking forward to the new adventures that are in front of them. They know that there's going to be a leaving of some people behind, but they know that there is new adventure, there are new relationships in front of them, and so it is a bit of exhilaration for them. But for the people who have been left behind, they have not transitioned geographically. They more than likely haven't transitioned job-wise or church-wise or neighborhood-wise. And so for them, there is a void that is left in their relationship profile. And that means that there is some sorrow. And so for them, there's a hole, and it might take a while for that hole to be filled. So I can remember back in the mid-90s, we had a family, the entire family had come to the Lord, and the last person to dedicate their life to Jesus was the husband. He finally gave his heart to Jesus. Great guy. He just needed to put his faith in Jesus. Finally did that. And less than 30 days later, he got transferred. He got hired by a different company because he was very good at what he did. And when that transition happened, when that family moved, there was a great hole that was left in my wife's social environment. There were very few ladies in the church that were that same age going through the same sort of things that we were going through. And I want you to know that it took just a little bit of time, but it wasn't too long before God provided another person who stepped in and filled that void. And so I want you to know that if you're going through a time of transition because someone has passed away, someone has moved away, child's gone off to college, whatever it might be, God promises you that for those who dwell where he tells them to dwell and waits until he's ready to bring a blessing, that he's going to wipe away those tears. So back to this person who had a loved one that passed away. We were having a conversation, and he made this statement, and he said, I know that they're not experiencing the same sorrow here. I don't feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for me, but I know that it is only a temporary thing before God wipes away those tears. There's no sorrow in heaven. And he made this statement. He said, I don't even think that they are aware too much of the disappointments, the heartaches, and the struggles of things going on here in this world. I told him, I said, well, they are, you know, a great cloud of witness cheering us on in our journey of faith. But he said, I don't believe that they're aware of our sorrow because that would cause them sorrow. And so I want you to know that if you are going through a valley of sorrow, bank on the promise that if you will stay in close proximity to Jesus, that God's going to wipe away the tears from your eyes. You say, mourning may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. So the next part of this promise is he will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. If you look up there in verse number 18, it says, therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you. Everything that is involved in the confident expectation, the hope, the waiting, the proactive position that we have in waiting on God is that he will be not just gracious, but very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. And so not just favor, but great favor. He not only is going to give you things that you do not deserve, but this word means that his very person yearns for you. He longs for you. He is inclined to you. Okay? And so that means he's predisposed. He is leaning into blessing. He's leaning into pouring out his favor in your life and my life. It is the natural inclination that God has towards his children who are walking in obedience to you. A lot of times we act as if we have to pry favor from the fingers of God. That is not the case. That is not the case. He wants to take away our sorrow, and he not only wants to be favorable to us, but he wants to be very gracious at the sound of your cry, at the sound of your voice. You know, that sound is very dear to him. It's what prompts him. A lot of people want to be very silent in church. They're afraid that they're going to offend. I want you to understand there is a place for silence. There is also a place for praise. There is a place where you and I are supposed to cry out to God because he loves to hear our voice. I know a couple. The wife was very gifted in playing the piano. And one of the things that she loved to do was whenever someone said, would you play the piano? And she didn't do it for pay or anything like that. She did it out of great joy. I know another couple. It's the same thing. Just loves to use her giftings. She uses it in worship, but she also uses it as a form of blessing. And for people like that, it is actually a form of relaxation. So, Here's a transparent confession for you. There is a clock that is, you know, giving me an indication of where I am as far as the program goes. I know exactly to the fraction of a second where we are. Right now we are at 19:54 and 30 seconds into my portion of this program, not counting the intro and the closing of the program. And most of the time I am here, and that clock just seems to fly by. If you remember, I told you that one of the hallmarks or on the checklist of doing things for God is that it is supposed to be done with joy. And so on a recent program, I was sitting here, I was talking, I was going through the material, and I said to myself, you know, the program is probably, you know, half over by now. And I looked up at the clock and only a few minutes had gone by. And I was like, wow, this one, God, I'm really going to have to lean hard into you during this program because that clock seems to be moving very, very slowly today. And God still spoke truths to my heart during that. I pray that he did for you as well. Let's look at the next blessing here in verse number 19. It says, when he hears it, when he hears what? When he hears the sound of your cry, he will answer you. He will answer you. And that's a great promise. Verse number 20 says, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. As I was doing some research on that, those were kind of what they termed the rations whenever the city was under siege, that you were in a tight spot. Adversity meant a tight place, a place where there was opposition, where there was trouble, where it was uncomfortable. Affliction was a place of oppression. It was a place of distress, and it felt like you were surrounded and there was no way of escape. And I want you to know that if you find yourself surrounded by problems today, that none of that invalidates what we have talked about, that God will wipe away your tears, that God will be very gracious to you. When he hears you cry, he will answer you. If you find yourself in that sort of place where it's an uncomfortable place, you don't feel like you have a lot of freedom, you don't feel like you have a lot of options, you always have the option to cry out to Jesus, to call upon him with confidence, knowing that he's going to hear, and wait and see what he will do when you cry out to him. Because for eternity, you're not going to eat the bread of adversity, but you're going to eat the manna from heaven. You are not going to have water of affliction. You are going to have rivers of living water. You are going to have waters of refreshing that are available to you. You're going to have a wonderful time of fellowship. So don't let the temporal, what is happening right now, obscure your vision of what God is going to do for all of eternity. And if you do find yourself surrounded, I want to remind you of two stories. The first is the servant of Elisha who went out one day, and because Elisha had been giving the king military intel from those who were wanting to attack and destroy him, they said, well, we're going to change up tactics. We're going to surprise the prophet this time. And so the servant goes out and says, we're surrounded. And Elisha prayed God open his eyes that he can see the real reality. And that was that surrounding that army was an army of angels. And they weren't there to destroy. They were just there to prevent that army from doing harm to God's people. In fact, the invading army was blinded, and Elisha led them to the king, and the king said, "Can I kill him? Can I kill him?" He said, "No, that's not the way." He said, "Bless them and send them back to where they came from." The second is this. When Jesus was surrounded by adversaries and he was on his way to the cross, he said, "Do you not know that I could call legions, multiple legions of angels, and they would come to my rescue?" The resources of heaven, the favor that God wants to pour out on us, is not prevented from reaching his people simply by the number or the might or the strategy that the enemy of your soul has employed against you. I want you to cry out to him. I want you to say, "God, I am going to wait for you, and you are going to wipe away my tears. You're going to be very gracious to me. When you hear my voice, you're going to answer, and it doesn't matter what the enemy does." We sing a song, and it says, "It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you." And it goes on to say, "This is how I fight my battles," where God has literally invoked an ambush on the enemy's plans to attack, devastate, and destroy you. God's been very successful. Look in the scriptures and you will find that God is very good at ambushing the enemy who's trying to destroy his people. Blessed are those who wait for him. He will be very gracious to you. I pray today, right now, let's pray. God, I pray right now that as we wait for you, you will wipe away tears from people's eyes, and you will pour out grace upon them, the favor of God towards them, like they've never experienced it before. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."